Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:04, and we have our guest Lucy Robinson in the studio today. And she is here to talk about Parks and Recreation's Winter Workout Challenge. So you can call in anytime to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. Lucy, thank you for coming in.
Hello. Thank you for having me, as usual. I come in with the same old jokes, but you keep bringing me back, so that's good. That must mean that they're okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank
good.
You.
Good.
Yeah, we appreciate them. Thank you for always coming back.
Absolutely. It's fun. I love KSDK and the crew that makes it, keeps it afloat.
Cool.
Well, good job, team.
Thanks for being a part of that crew and in your own way.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Parks and Recreation has this winter workout challenge. It's a 60-day initiative. Before we get into what exactly that is, what's the purpose of it, give me a sense of, like, what is the value of moving your body? What's the value of fitness?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of value in just everyday movement, and that can be something very purposeful and specific that, you know, targets certain things that you want to target, like strength or cardiovascular endurance. But the overall value of daily movement, whether it's on purpose and you're heading to a gym or you're, you know, going to Wrangell Fitness or you're taking a run outside, I think is incredibly crucial just for being content overall in your life, you know, and pushing through challenging times, whether it's, you know, with family and friends, and life in general can be challenging. And so I think that daily movement adds to the strength and resiliency, not only of your body, but your mind. That's always what I've always taken from it. So, you know, I mean, I'm certainly not a doctor, but there's all kinds of studies out there that can convey exactly what happens to your body when you're exercising and when you're moving versus when you're sitting on your couch day after day and not getting that movement. So I think just overall health and wellness is number one.
Yeah. I mean, what do you get out of your movement that you do?
My movement, it's changed over the years. It's evolved. You know, when I was in my teen years and I had a specific sport I was in, and so there were definitely things that I wanted to do better, but as I've gotten older and had children and experienced turbulent times, and also just aging is also challenging, my purpose now has changed in that I want functional fitness. I want to be able to move. I want to be able to bend and pick things up. I want to be able to twist and turn, and you know, I'd like to go. I love adventures, like being active out in the wilderness and hiking up muskegs and going hunting and fishing, and all of that requires a certain level of fitness. And I think that a lot of the things that I do in the gym or running also spills over into other parts of my life. And I think that's helpful. And sometimes I'm very purposeful. You know, I lead group fitness classes, and I sign up for half marathons and different ridiculous things just so I can have a goal and a purpose that gets me motivated. But, I think daily, other than doing those kinds of things daily, just getting the dog out for a walk and being active with, you know, depending on what time of the year it is, out in my garage and in my yard and, you know, around the house, cleaning, lifting things, pulling things. Those are the things that, those are activities that I want to continue to do for as long as I can. And so I think that being fit helps add to that.
Yeah, exactly. So you're saying, you know, these are the activities that I do. These are the activities that I want to do. Mm-hmm. It's both your exercise, but it's also your motivation,
right?
Is to keep on,
right,
being active.
Keep on keeping on. And I mean, a lot of people will set themselves up for weight loss, or, you know, they want to be toned and lean. And I think those are wonderful goals as well. And well into adulthood, people are playing sports now and have specific activities. And so, you know, having more vertical jumps in basketball or, you know, having those things are essential as well. But, I'm not as focused on that. And I think that that helps, you know, if you're more focused on how you feel after you work out versus how your jeans are fitting, I feel like that can kind of drive you a little bit further. Like, I seek those good feelings of after I'm working out, I'm feeling a little better.
Yeah. What, describe the good feeling.
You know, you feel a sense of accomplishment. You feel a little bit winded. You've got your endorphins cruising right along.
Yeah.
Your heart rate's up. You sweat. All of those things get your system functioning better, functioning properly. That helps speed up digestion. You know, helps get your metabolic rate up. And, you know, getting that heart rate up just feels really good. Getting your sweat going feels good. And then having, you know, a set goal, a set workout, and going into it and accomplishing that. Not every day do we accomplish things. You know, there's work piled up on our table. There's a list at home of house chores and projects that you have to do. And I find that fitness is really easy to say, okay, for 30 minutes, I'm going to go and tackle this and I'm going to get done with it. And I can go and check it off. You know, if you're one of those folks that makes lists and check it, that's something you can do. So it's one more thing that you can help feel successful in, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's great. No, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, something that you can accomplish. And yeah, I mean, I also like that, you know, the term that we are throwing out a lot in this modern age is self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this really is something that you are doing strictly for yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And people need that. And
yeah.
Don't feel bad about doing that.
Absolutely not. You know, as I was being a young mom, that was always really important to me. I had two boys and active boys. I still have them. I said I don't have them anymore, but they were, when they were younger,
not boys.
Yeah, yeah. No. But when they were younger, it was important to me to take time away from them, so that I could run and that I could be active and come back. And what I felt like it was that I had accomplished something and it was for me, and I got to come back and be somewhat of a better person. I always feel like I'm a little bit better when I exercise. I'm just, generally nicer and more relaxed and, you know, more comfortable, and I've done something. So that is a mood boost.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree. Self-care is incredibly important, and not to feel bad about doing that for yourself.
Yeah.
So
definitely. Okay. And so, like you said, if you are somebody that enjoys checking off the box, what is happening at Parks and Rec, for this month and the next month is geared towards you, with the Winter Workout Challenge. Just give me a sense of how that even works.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, you know, over the years, it's evolved just like everything does. We wanted to ensure that people have access to that success story, that rate, that, yep, I put the sticker on the chart and I did it, and you're getting some, you know, props. Either, you know, we do a lot of social media props, and we email out folks, and we also do random door prize drawings. So basically we pumped it out this year that 30 minutes of activity is good for us in terms of it counts towards the Winter Workout Challenge, whether you're walking on the trails or you're running outside or you're going to Wrangell fitness classes, whatever it is that you're doing, we want you to feel good about accomplishing that. Yes, of course, we want you to come into our facility. We would love to see people heading in there and being more consistent with their weight training and their swimming and cardio machines, and to keep it up throughout the year. But if we can get you in there a couple times a week or even once a week, and then you're doing outside activities, that's okay too. We're just looking to, you know, to create that, to cultivate that sense of accomplishment and that welcoming environment where people can come in at all fitness levels, whether you're just off the couch and getting started and you've never exercised consistently or ever, or you've, you know, in the past you were an athlete and it's been a while, or you're consistently working out, that will also provide an opportunity for you to be like, okay, it's impressive. I've actually done this entire 60-day workout and I've hit almost all the days or every single day. And there are a lot of people that are doing that right now. They're making that commitment to themselves to be active for 30 minutes a day. And it's, I forgot a couple Sundays ago to actually work out. I was just spacing out. I was doing other things. And so I missed a day. And so you can see on my chart, I've got that. And that Sunday is bugging me. I'm like, gosh darn it. But so basically you register. It's very easy. You can register online at wranglerec.com. In our program section, we have a winter workout challenge. You can register up until the last day. It doesn't matter to us at this point. We just want to see people coming in and posting their accomplishments with those smiley face stickers. So we've got two charts at the pool lobby, and we've got stickers thumbtacked to the wall where you can peel off a sticker and put it on that specific date. And so we print your name out and put it on the poster chart, and then folks can come in and post their stickers. And some people just come in to walk on the treadmill and post, and then they get the heck out of there. And others are chatting with us about, what's best, what kind of workouts should they be doing, should they be swimming, should they be lifting weights, and we'll give them a little bit of advice and then send them along. And so we just want to be welcoming and it's built for all fitness levels. That's the important part. So.
Yeah, all fitness levels.
Yep.
30 minutes a day.
Yep, 30 minutes a day. The weekends we are closed on Sunday, and we have a different schedule on Saturday, so limited hours on Saturday. And so, you're welcome to either shoot us an email or give the pool call and say, hey, I worked out on Sunday and I'm not going to get to the gym until Wednesday. Can you put my sticker up? And we'll do that and just give you a little like kudos, high five, good job. And like I said, we're doing random drawings. So I try to post those on social media just to encourage people to get after it a little bit. And if you're actively participating and I see that you're sticking the smiley face stickers up, I'll put your name in the drawing. Yeah. So everybody's eligible regardless of how many days or how much they're working out. However, that said, for the annual pass winners, they will have had to actively participate throughout the entire 60 days to get into that drawing. And so that's something that... Yeah, there is a little bit there. There's a bit of a push there. And the annual pass is a big deal for adults. It's a nice chunk of money. And so it's good to have that active participation throughout. So
Yeah, that's a huge prize.
Yeah.
That would be great to win.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got kiddos on the board this year. Cool. We have a lot of swim club kids participating. So they'll come out of swim practice and put their smiley faces up, which it's well deserved if you come out of swim practice ever.
Right on.
That's important. And, athletes who are, young athletes who are playing basketball and in different areas and venues are on it as well. So it's neat to see that. And our lifeguards, we have a lot of our, employees, at the pool that have signed up for it and are doing the same. So.
Right on. And then for your weekly drawings, what kind of prizes are you giving out?
Well, last week we gave out, I wanted to kind of be specific to movement, in terms of like, you could actually apply that to your workout. And so we, ran down to 56 North and grabbed some Hydro Flask, water bottles. And then we grabbed a few fun stickers. And so this week, I've got a bag full of door prizes. We'll probably, toss out some, passes to Wrangle Fitness. Cool. We collaborate with them quite a bit. And it's nice to be able to share that and encourage people not only to come to our facility, but to go to their, studio and get some classes in. And so we'll probably have some of those as well as, just some aches and pains ointment, I think from, Gathered and Grown. Also some stick coffee cards, because it is important to treat yourself every once in a while. So we'll probably get those in there as well. So
great.
Yeah. Lots of, the Hydro Flasks are big for us because we are also encouraging people to bring a reusable water bottle with them wherever they go, and fill up and reduce the plastic water bottles. So
right on.
Yeah,
these are all great prizes.
Yeah,
consumables, and then your Hydro Flask.
Good, absolutely.
Okay, so the time is 1:19. I am speaking with Lucy Robinson about Parks and Recreation's workout challenge. We will go to a short break and then be right back, and I think You know, Lucy's going to tell us a little bit about what are some good ways to get yourself in the habit of exercising more. So we'll be right back. We are back. The time is 1:22, and Lucy is here talking about fitness. Lucy, you sent out an email through Parks and Recreation talking about habits and how important habit building is to just improving your life, but it's also very important to fitness specifically. Just give me a few habits building, a few ways that you can build healthy habits.
Yeah, and I will go at this with a clear understanding or idea that none of us are perfect, and we stumble from time to time, and so it certainly takes some time to create healthy habits, and sometimes you can fall out of them. I do as well, but I've definitely pushed through some major challenges because of my daily routine, and you know, study after study shows that creating those healthy habits really does help you get the things that you want to do done. So accomplishing those things. Something personally that I changed in my life, and I was just talking with Miss Jean about it, was creating a morning ritual. And whatever that looks like for you, it doesn't mean you have to get up at 4 a.m. and go crush a 5-mile run and then head to the gym. But allowing yourself a little bit of time to get up and get your coffee going or get your tea going, and having just a moment of relaxation and allowing your brain to kind of set up for the day. So you know, oftentimes people will set their alarm and provide the, which provides them the minimum time it takes to get ready. Like, I can shower in 5 minutes. I can get the kids ready or myself ready or whatever your situation is, and I can be at work on time. Like, that's kind of what they're focused on. And even opening up like 10 extra minutes and doing it gradually can often help. So instead of, you know, 6:45 wake up time, a 6:30 wake up time, and seeing how that feels, and gradually getting there. I changed. I became a morning person a few years ago, because I was training for a half marathon and I had young kids. And at the time, the boys were old enough to where they knew I was leaving in the morning for a run and they could manage themselves. They were old enough. And so that's when I just, it switched for me. And it was incredibly tough and challenging, like the first couple of weeks, for my mind and my body, just to get awake enough to, like, my pants. I always put my running pants on backwards in the morning. And it was like, without a doubt, I put them on backwards. But some of the things that I, it happened quite a bit. And sometimes I'd just be like, nope, I'm not changing them. Because if I switch them, that means I have to go back into the house and turn them around. But I would literally wake up, it would be dark, I would put my things on and barely open my eyes and start running. Otherwise, if I gave myself time to talk myself out of it, it wouldn't happen. So morning rituals, I think, are super crucial. And again, it doesn't have to be working out, just getting up and getting that brain going, maybe doing some reading in the morning if that's your jam. Learn to single task is another thing that I think is incredibly important. And with everybody, that we have so much happening in our lives and it's a whirlwind. And I think laying out exactly like what you've got in front of you and focusing on that is really helpful, and it helps you stick to the task and accomplish things. And we talked about this before. If you are not successful in your day, even if it's just like with one task accomplished, you often go to bed feeling bad about yourself, feeling bad about the day. So if you can just push everything out, focus on that single task, do that task, check it off in your mind or on a piece of paper, and then move on. That's really helpful. And that applies to exercise too. So we talked about this, like if it's just one thing that you're completely doing, finishing, starting and finishing, if it's exercise, that's kind of like you are focusing on that. You're focusing on the run or the walk or the yoga or the lifting or the swimming, whatever it is. So,
Yeah.
Just learning to, I think, you know, appreciate what you've got going on around you and your ability to do the things that you can do. And sometimes that seems a little cheesy to talk about. But the fact that I can get out of bed in the morning and move my legs and move my body is pretty special. Yeah. And not everybody has that advantage. And to those folks that don't, their appreciation level, I'm sure, is different. You know, it's at a different level. Like, I can still move. I am still here. You know, I'm still able to do these things, granted with assistance or whatever it is. So just being appreciative of what you can actually accomplish and what your body is capable of doing. It floors me sometimes. Like, folks will say to me, like, well, I'm not a runner, or I can't do that. I can't do what you do. If I can do it, literally anybody can do it. I struggle as well with motivation and physical limitations. Like, I have injuries and I have all kinds of things that people, I don't really talk about that much, but I still do the things because it feels so darn good, you know, and I think that's the one thing that, I can say is just appreciating the fact that you can move, will help you feel accomplished and feel like I went for a 30-minute walk today. Yeah, I didn't run a half marathon, but I moved my body. And so that's something that, you know, appreciating that ability and appreciating the fact that you got to do it. Surround yourself with workout buddies and people who are positive and who will lift you up and encourage you. You know, I think that that's probably one of the biggest factors in my life for, I have all these people that I look up to, who are incredible in terms of what they've accomplished. You know, I look at Nick Howell and all that he's done, and the fact that he will put his body through a pretty big stress, and he suffers. And, you know, a lot of times folks aren't willing to go through that suffrage whether it's just getting up in the morning and you're not used to it, that's a level of suffering.
Yeah.
In many ways. And then you have a bigger level or maybe a different spectrum, the incredible, like, suffering of a 100-mile run or, you know, so there's all kinds of levels of suffering. And there, I mean, to be honest, you have to be willing to suffer a little bit in order to get into a healthy habit and a good routine.
True.
Not everything that you do is going to be just loads of fun. So.
Yeah. Well, but I'm wondering, Lucy, you know, when it comes to exercise and your body, you know, you do also have to take care of it and watch signs when to hold back. What kind of advice do you have for that, for folks that want to do this, but what they should be looking for and noticing?
I would say, you know, if you're a younger adult or a young teen or an older teen or a younger adult, I would say, you know, and you've been relatively active, I would say going into a reasonable health and fitness routine of a daily activity would be just fine without going to your physician. I would say if you're in, you know, your mid to late 30s, 40s and beyond, and you haven't been exercising, I would say it's a great idea, a great opportunity to go in to get your annual checkup and just to get everything looked at and then talk to them about, hey, I would like to start this workout routine. And here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to lift 3 days a week. I'm going to run 3 days a week or walk or whatever the case may be, and talk with your physician about it. You know, the one thing I think that deters people a lot is injury. And so they'll go at it incredibly hard for the first week or 2 weeks, and they'll get really sore, and perhaps they'll get a tiny injury from it, and that injury will set them back. The other advice I would have would be just to start really slow and small. So if you haven't been off the couch in a while and it's your first time out the door, go for a half a mile walk, nice and slow, take the train easily, head to the gym, put the treadmill on nice and slow, don't elevate, incline or anything, just nice and slow. So take it slow and steady, I think would be the first and for, and like a big yes to that, taking it nice and slow initially. And if you do feel like you're injured, if it's not soreness, like a general soreness from being active, and if you've got swelling and bruising and pain when you're walking and upon flexion and, you know, stretching, and you've got something popping or you've got swelling that won't go away, I would see a physician. So I'm always, like, people come to me with injuries all the time, and they're asking me what to do. And my first answer is always, have you talked to your doctor?
Yeah.
Because I'm not a physician. I'm not medically trained for that.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't take on that
burden. Nope. And making that time for exercise, you know, it's something that I think, I mean, I can say, for myself, and I'll throw myself right under the bus, is I look at how many hours I spend on my phone. There's a button for it. You can go, or a section for it, and you can go in and see what your daily average is. And to be honest, it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
So if you can make time to look at, whether it's in little bits of time or it's all at once on the couch after work, to look at your phone or your computer or whatever it is, that's not adding to progress in your health and wellness, then I think you can take time for fitness. I'm pretty sure you can.
I'm not even going to ask how many hours it is.
So I will tell you, because I looked at it the other day, on average, and I have a timer set, so it comes up and warns me when I'm going to pass my limit.
Oh.
I'm still embarrassed, but I'll tell you, just because I think everybody, we're all there, at most of us. There are rare few who don't have their phones with them all the time, but most of us are there. So my average time on my phone, and this includes talking and texting and my apps that I run for Wrangle Fitness and music and stuff, but it will break it out and tell you. So,
it does.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So my average time on my phone, daily time, is 2 hours.
Yeah. So, this is what I expected.
Yeah. So if that's the case, and if I do work out daily, but there's also several other things that I don't get done daily. And so I can't really complain about why I'm not getting them done. And I would never shove exercise out of the way to do those other things, I would first look to like how to, you know, set my phone aside and put it at the other end of the room and not have it so accessible.
Yeah.
So exactly. I think that's one thing that we make a lot of time for Netflix binging and phone usage and computer usage, and we don't make time for exercise. And I think that should be, it's backwards, it's flipped. We've got to make time for exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's this idea that, because I'm definitely a Netflix binger.
I am too.
Yeah.
And anytime I say this stuff, I'm never like shaming or, this is just a part of our life right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's work on getting out of that. How can we do it together?
Yeah.
You know, that's like, and encourage each other.
It's normal to do it. And I think that some people are thinking, well, that's my time to relax and to spend time with myself.
Yep.
And people are definitely like I was talking about self-care.
Yeah.
People are starting to question, you know, what is really self-care?
Yeah.
You know, I understand that is, but exercise is also, and it's giving you all these additional benefits.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I think that I agree. I think watching Netflix and kind of mind blow, like just, I call it mindless entertainment. So
yes.
I love movies. I love classic movies. I love all kinds of movies and TV shows. And we watch a lot of Netflix. But my priority is always going to be working out. And that's why I choose to do it in the morning, because then I get to get my workout in. And anything on top of that, the walk with the dog, a walk with friends. Oh, I walk a lot just in general. I leave the car and I'll walk. Mm-hmm. So all of that adds up to more activity. And then if I get home at night and I've got time, I'll watch some Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and I also food prep. That's another thing that is, I think, incredibly important. And I don't want to take the focus off of physical activity. But I will say that food prep, meal prep is really important as well. When it comes down to like healthy habits and taking some time on Saturday or Sunday to cut up your vegetables and your salads and maybe make some rice and, you know, whatever staple you need in your life, and have that, you know, oftentimes we'll come home and we as a family will come home and haven't made dinner and we don't have anything in the fridge. And, you know, I'll go directly to the Totino's pizza that I've got waiting in the freezer for me and get that sucker going. And so meal prep is incredibly important. And it also allows for time to watch Netflix, because when I meal prep, I always put a movie on or a podcast or music or whatever. So it allows that kind of downtime, too. And it takes me about 2 hours to meal prep on Sundays.
Yeah. And you do that for your whole week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's for you or for you and your
It's
your
for
people?
Everyone.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Oftentimes I won't actually make meals because I get real bored fast. And so I don't like the idea of having meals, but I make things to go into meals.
Mm-hmm.
So all of, you know, garlic, chop that up and you can put it in anything. Onions, chop those up. Celery, get all your veggies and everything cut up and ready to go. So that when you decide to make a meal, you've got it all there and you just toss it into a pot and go for it.
Right on.
Rice and quinoa are done. Sometimes we'll put a whole chicken in the Instant Pot and it's done. So we can use that for sandwiches and salads and, or just eat the darn thing, whatever the case may be. So, meal prep is incredibly important, I think, to maintaining that. It's also another thing you can check off. Like it's a fun activity that you get the benefits from throughout the week. And you, if you've got young kids, you can involve those guys in chopping or, you know, helping to cook. And hard-boiled eggs are fun for kids. You know, they get to boil the eggs and see the hard-boiled egg and maybe make something out of it. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can turn into family activities as well. So
right
meal
on.
Prep is one of those things. So
yeah, right on, right
yeah.
on.
Yeah, yeah. What else? What else you got for me, Miss June?
You know what? I think we can wrap up our conversation. I mean, these are all things I'm very interested in. I'm especially in the new year.
Yeah, it's fun. And I there's a joke, you know, kind of like a, I guess, a negative vibe going around sometimes that, oh, you know, all of these new year resolution people are going to be in the gym and oh gosh, they're just doing it for the new year. But then I think about the masses of people that do participate in kind of the new year's push and how many people will actually create a better habit and lifestyle. If it's one out of 50, at least there's one person now doing something different. So I always encourage people to definitely set some challenges up, get some goals in there. And our goal, our challenge is 60 days, like you had mentioned earlier. It's doable. And then what are you going to do after that? Hopefully you'll keep going. There'll be another challenge maybe within the community coming up, or you and your friends will have decided that that's a really good motivator and you create an internal like friend challenge, which is really important. And, you know, we've got a lot of programs at Parks and Rec. We've got pickleball. Yeah. We've got women's basketball. We've got mall walkers. You know, and for the little kids, we've got Jamie Roberts has her swimming club. We have winter swim lessons coming up. We've got Wolfpack wrestling starting. There's AAU. There's open swims. There's lap swims. There's tot swims.
There's ballet.
There's dance class on Saturday, which is adorable. So I think, you know, and that's another thing for parents out there. Be that example for your kiddo. You know, it's incredibly important for them to see you maintaining your health and being active. And I think another important thing that we can all do as a community is create those spaces for kiddos to move, to play. And that's only going to happen with encouragement from the folks that are older than them, you know, their elders and their parents and their aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters. Like, we got to get the kiddos moving. So,
yeah. Always bringing it back.
Got to always bring it back to those little nuggets.
Lucy, thank you so much for coming into the studio today, as always.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:41. And as always, we will be back next week with another guest. See you then.